Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
If you want to continue to be one of those uninformed voters, uninformed people in this world, then change the channel because they're going to give you information you can work with.
They got human excrement running all around the place.
Your home smells of feces.
Yes.
People peeing in the street.
Ooh, do you smell something?
Needles in the streets.
These are not tears. We are vomiting from our eyes.
And yet, what they're worried about? The words you use to call criminals. Because there's a certain stigma they don't want criminals to have to deal with.
Could we talk about something else?
I'm going to give you information that's going to make you have to make a decision, have to do something about what's going on in this country.
Something resembling anything.
If you want to get involved in the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Check out my classic podcast. There's so much going on the website, but do something. Get involved.
The Joe Messina Show.
Joe, 855-732-5563. Look, get involved, get engaged, truly be part, you know, of the conversation. And it's really what it boils down to. You need to be part of the conversation. All right? I mean, you won't know what's going on. Like today at the border, you know that border thing? The one that Mayorkas says that we've got it all taken care of. Yeah, nothing to worry about. Don't look over your shoulder. Right? Just amazing. Anyway, 855-ROAD-JOE. 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged, truly be part of the solution. And that comes from getting informed. And talk to your people. Talk to, when I say your people, I mean the people you hang with, the people you're with. Right? You know, and this, how do I say this without sounding really bad? The immigrant, the illegal immigrant invasion at the border. See, we're told by Mayorkas and others not to worry about it. They've got it under control. Then why are Democrat mayors, right? You see it, even Democrat governors going, oh my God, they're bracing for what? What are they bracing? If everything is under control, what in God's creation could they be bracing for? Right? Now, Mayorkas had to tell everybody how great it was. He started issuing new warnings today to migrants as the Border Patrol makes record apprehensions ahead of the, Title 42 deadline. Now, he gave a new warning to migrants seeking entry to the U.S. saying, those who arrive at the border after Title 42 expires at midnight tonight will be ineligible to claim asylum. Mayorkas addressed reporters Thursday in a promised briefing, or I guess, did he brief or did he talk at? On the Biden administration's plan to respond to a massive influx of illegal immigration. I already told you what I do at this point. Right? The government will now use its authority under Title 8 to impose steep penalties on migrants across the border illegally, including a minimum 5-year ban on reentry. Yeah. What are you going to do? Let me see. If you follow what you've been doing, you're going to grab them. You're going to give them a citation. Right? You're going to let them go. Tell them to come back to a court date. I don't know. 5 years down the road, maybe. They won't show up. And then what are you going to do? I'm waiting. I'll wait. What are you going to do then? He's going to be very clear. Our borders are not open. Yes, they are. People cross our border unlawfully without legal basis. See, it's a word game. Right? It's word game. And that's really all it is. Open. You make it sound like we just took a gate, swung it wide open, and let you in. No. There's no penalty for not. Right? For not coming here legally. For truly breaking law. He goes on to say, the people who cross our border unlawfully and without a legal basis to remain will be promptly processed and removed. Right. Yeah, we've heard this for quite some time, right? The Biden administration's warning comes as the Border Patrol agents made another 10,000 migrant apprehensions yesterday. Last night, actually. It's the third day in a row. Now, that's according to the Customs and Border Protection people. I wouldn't listen to my orcas anyhow. Currently, Border Patrol has, what, 26,000? Is that real? 26,000 migrants in federal custody. Right? Just, I don't know. I find that amazing. It's just crazy amazing. We expected to see large numbers of encounters initially. Oh, wait, 19,000 multiple. Yeah. We're already seeing high numbers of encounters in certain sectors. This places an incredible strain on our personnel, our facility. You knew this was going to happen. You knew exactly what was going to happen. It'll be some time, ready for this, it will be some time before we realize or fully realize the results of our efforts. Right. You mean to open the border up? Those results? Now, sources tell local news that the priority right now for the Border Patrol is avoiding the image of overcrowding and processing migrants as fast as possible. Authorities earlier this week, well, they greenlighted safe mastery releases. What the heck is that? If CBP and non-governmental organization NGO partners cannot hold them, it means that the largest wave of mass releases in history have already begun. They only have so much time to hold them, document them, and release them. Yeah. Can't hold them forever till you catch up. Now, since 2020, both the Trump and Biden administration have used the Title 42 to expedite deportations because of the COVID-19 pandemic. Right? Now, in March, 46% of all encounters resulted in a Title 42 expulsion. I'm telling you, it is they're crossing over the border and they're standing there with their hands up. I give. I want asylum. Perfect. Show me in your house. Be right back.
Are you 60 plus and love to travel? Introducing the Senior Travel Discount Network, brought to you by Low Cost Airlines. Call us anytime, day or night, and save up to 75% on your airline and hotel reservations. We can help you save a ton of money to fly almost anywhere. We have inside discounts on over 500 airlines and 500,000 hotels worldwide. And when you call and mention the discount code 60 plus, we'll give you an extra free night with your qualified air and hotel reservation. Now you can get the best prices on air and hotel reservations with your phone. We make it easy and fast for you to save money and book a trip. Remember, call the Senior Travel Discount Network. Mention the discount code 60 plus for your free hotel night with your qualified reservation. Call now.
210-526-2010. 210-526-2010. 210-526-2010. That's 210-526-2010.
Term life insurance. It can be a powerful way to protect your assets and your family. You work hard to earn and save your money to build a nest egg for the future. Don't let it get wiped out because you didn't plan ahead. Take the time now and make a small investment in $500,000 or more in quality term life insurance. Call the Term Lifeline and let us shop the best companies to give you the lowest rates. We specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. Ask about some of our 10 and 20 year fixed rate plans with guaranteed rates. Call the Term Lifeline right now for your free insurance quote. 800-957-6070. 800-957-6070. You owe it to yourself to protect your family and your assets. Make term life insurance part of that plan. Call the Term Lifeline right now. 800-957-6070. 800-957-6070. Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Hi, I'm your host, Smokey Colbert, filling in for Smokey, because after 75 years of...
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Turns out there's much more to say. Nearly 90% of wildfires are caused by us humans being careless, dumping our used barbecue coals willy-nilly. Guess the song was wrong. We did start the fire. That's why I respect Mother Nature and her trees, whether coniferous or new car scented. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
No matter where you live, what you make, or who you voted for, there are some things that will impact all of us soon. Whether you're concerned about the alarming increase in man-made disasters, financial institutions collapsing, or worsening food shortages, Americans are preparing in numbers not seen since World War II. What's changed is how we prepare. And the folks at My Patriot Supply have made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind, knowing you're ready for what's next. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on over a dozen emergency food kits. These include tasty breakfasts, lunches, dinners, drinks, fruits, veggies, meats, and snacks, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit per person. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. My Patriot Supply food kits are in stock and shipped discreetly. We've seen too many Americans let down by institutions we used to trust. It's time to rely on ourselves. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
I'm Slim Shady. Yes, I'm the real Shady. All you other Slim Shadys are just imitating. So, won't the real Slim Shady please stand up? Please stand up? Please stand up.
How can you do a spoken word version of a rap song?
He found a way.
Get your luck, get involved, get engaged, be part of the solution. You know, I've decided, since so many people love mainstream media, I think I'll go ahead and you do all the crap, the BS of reporting that they do. You know, because everywhere you look today, what was it? We didn't hear much about the invasion at the border from mainstream media. No, what did you hear? Trump, guilty of rape. Well, that was a lie. Alfonso Rachel joins me, we lovingly refer to as Zoe, host of the Zopian Den, Zoloff, Anti-Funny Duddy Bible Study, and soon to be soulfoodradio.net. And, yeah, I mean, isn't that what you've heard, Zoe? I mean, you hear, all I've seen in the news is, you know, he's guilty of rape, he's this, he's that, and you're going, wait a minute, No. And the asinine thing about this, let's see if you picked up on this. You're a pretty smart guy. So the jury found him not guilty of rape. Okay? But then found him guilty of defamation of character. Why? Because he said, I didn't rape her. She's lying. Come on. How much dope are you going to smoke to have that make sense?
Well, you know, as pot becomes more and more legal, man, I reckon there's a lot of dope that's being smoked as far as that goes. And yeah, he's liable for something that somebody else did. That's a creepy woman, too, by the way, man. You know.
Yeah.
You know. But if, I mean, you just think how twisted around the narrative is that he's going to be held liable for that. And but I mean, you saw the interview with her and Anderson Cooper.
Oh,
man.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, you know, she looked like she wanted to grab him by the P word. You know what I'm saying?
Oh,
it's like it's like she's a spooky lady. And, you know, you can see how narcissistic she is in that, you know, she's talking about these rape fantasies. Yes, man, she fantasizes. She's so narcissistic that she wants somebody to want her so bad. One, she had it in her mind that she could turn Anderson Cooper straight. That's how narcissistic she is. That's her fantasy. And she wants to be desired so badly that she would desire. She fantasizes that a man wants her so bad that he would take her by force. That's her fantasy, and that's what she projected onto Donald Trump, man.
I got somebody who's crazy. I said, look, you're in a department store. If you're being raped, okay, you're screaming, right? Let's start off number one there. And then, yeah, you talk about that creepy interview about how she says, you know, being raped is somewhat sexy.
Oh,
what? Huh? Wait a minute. Let me play that back. So seriously? And when he said, I knew people were going to go crazy, right? And we're not condoning rape by any stretch of the imagination. If you're a woman that's truly been raped, you know, our heart goes out to you. Nobody should force themselves.
If you're a guy who's been raped.
Well, that's been happened. That's happened. Thank you
for
that.
Yeah.
Need that visual. Thank you so much.
Right? To take it out on minors, you know, these kids, you know, being molested by grown men, you know, these teenagers, yeah, it don't matter. Rape is rape.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, but listen.
With the Goldberg rape.
No. Please, no. God, you're making it tough to be eating.
Are you picking up with no underwear, Joe? Are you picking up with no underwear?
Oh, God. Stop. Just stop. We're going to have to go break early if you keep this up. Now you got my brain all fogged up, dude. All right?
Sorry.
Oh. Now you look at who Trump, the women that Trump surrounded himself with. Look at the women he's married and dated in the past, right? And then look at this woman. Now, he don't drink and he don't take drugs, so there ain't no chance. I'm sorry. Let's just be honest about it. All right?
Not. Yeah.
Okay, I'm glad we could be on the same page on
but see,
that.
But the Sarah Palin dynamic has gone out there, man. It's like Sarah Palin didn't even say the whole. You can see, I can see the rest of mine. She didn't even say that, but the narrative is out there, and now these people have taken it, and that's what they're going to blast out there is that Trump is guilty of rape, and Trump. I don't think he really knows though, man. Again, I got to say, I don't think he knows what he's up against. In terms of you know, fighting against a domestic enemy.
Oh no! I agree with you. I think he thinks he's toying with them a little bit. He's going to be able to take them down in the whole nine yards. He has got to surround himself with a team that will not give up, that will not bend. You know, and I'm not so sure there's any of them in D.C. Any of those kind of people. You know what I mean?
But not just in D.C. or his cabinet or anything his administration. On the cultural front, he needs to be letting people know. It's like, look, man, I'm not your savior. Because people did really, man. There's people out there who treat Donald Trump like he is the savior.
That's
like he's a political. Yeah, he's like he's a messiah. And it's like, and Trump needs to let people know. Look, man, you can't be dependent on government, even if it's me, to fix or save the country.
Yeah.
You know, we have a job to preserve the country, to defend the country. We can't save it.
Nope.
You know, that job's already been done. Ain't nobody can do that better than Jesus. Jesus has already done it.
Jesus.
Our job.
That's right.
That's right. You know, so we need to do our job as free Americans to report of that.
Yep. All right, so don't you find this interesting? Now, what was it? It was New York D.C., Chicago, you know, all those Dem-run big cities, all getting on DeSantis, you know, the Texas governor, and all of that. You know, you guys, where's your heart? That's not what this country is about. You know, we need to take these people in. They're looking for asylum. What are they doing now? They're coming up with emergency conditions, a state of emergency. They need help from the federal government. They're being inundated by these immigrants. It's like, oh, it's bothering you now. Then you want the rest of us to pay for it because it's bothering you. And then Chicago, they got a double dose. Now the Chicago residents are revolting up because now they're seeing the illegal immigrants coming in, and they're taking a high school, and they're turning it into a shelter for illegals. Okay? So, listen, this is so great. I mean, I'm not trying to be mean, but this is, you guys want this? You vote these people in? They go for it. Have yourself a ball. And then the New York mayor, he needs more money because he can't keep up with all the resources that they're sucking down.
Yeah. So that's I can see that NIMBY attitude, that not in my backyard attitude, is coming into full effect. And it's unfortunate, man, because you know there's a lot of shady people who come with these caravans, and if they're going to be having to use in their schools, man, they're going to be either exposing these kids. I mean, in a way, I mean, I understand what Abbott is doing. These places are doing that, you know, with shipping these people, you know, deeper into our country.
Oh, yeah?
You know, it's like if these sanctuary cities, if they're asking it, they want to be for it. Well, then go ahead, more power to you, do it. But I mean, we on the flip side, it is going to put people in danger.
Oh, I hear you. You know, but these people, these governors, these mayors, got to step up and go, look, stop this, Biden. Just stop it. You have a plan. Be back in a minute. Joe Mazzini, your host. Don't go far. A lot more coming up on the Joe Mazzini Show.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that. But I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Are you looking for the cheapest prices on car insurance? Then call the Cheap Car Insurance Hotline right now. Hey, you're guaranteed to save money on your car insurance. Most car insurances can be canceled at any time. That means if you find a better deal, you can switch right away. We're not just one company. We offer most of the major brands of car insurance. We're like a discount supermarket for car insurance. And it doesn't matter if you have a good record or a bad driving record. Our agents are experts at finding you the right car insurance for your needs. Our average customer saves hundreds of dollars a year when they call us to switch. So why don't you make this 100% free call right now and see how much you can save on your car insurance. Paid for by AIS Insurance.
Call 800-399-7087. 800-399-7087. 800-399-7087. That's 800-399-7087.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. Local officers in southern border towns raising concern about the current surge of immigration. West Texas DPS Regional Director Jose Sanchez says the situation is a disaster and the Biden administration is to blame.
What were you doing during the 2 years? Why are you waiting till now on D-Day of the end of Title 42 to start deploying resources and coming up with a plan?
Sanchez says he has not gotten any help from the feds and worries there may be civil unrest soon. The Biden administration also now directing Customs and Border Protection to begin releasing immigrants into the country without court dates or the ability to track them. The head of J.P. Morgan Chase is warning that a U.S. default could cause a financial panic. In an interview with Bloomberg TV, J.P. Morgan CEO Jamie Dimon said the bank will begin daily meetings about the debt ceiling on May 21st. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Stop spouting the silly scientific gibberish. Just translate the foregoing into simple English, if you please.
We are back. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved. Get engaged. Be part of this solution. Don't play any games. Let's get this done. You know, seriously. Let me bring it back on. Alfonso Rachel joins me, who we lovingly refer to as Zoe. Always appreciate his time with me. And so we were talking about, you know, Chicago is a sanctuary city. Somebody just brought that up to me, right? And now their people are up in arms over the fact that the illegal immigrants are being shuffled up there to Chicago. They're willing to take them in. They're not just being dropped off, right? And so a group of black moms from South Central, from L.A., from the South Side of Chicago, are saying, wait a minute, they're taking over one of our high schools, you're giving them food, you're giving them medical attention, what about us? Right? We're in shelters, too. Now we don't have a school to go to. They're taking our money. It's a slap in the face. We're citizens of the United States. They're not.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yeah.
And this is them. I said it a while back, and so people kind of made fun of me, and I said, look, they gave up the black community, because the black community is starting to see the reality of what's happening. I'm not saying Republicans are saints, but they saw what was going on, and look at all the illegals now. Joey Biden, come on up. Yeah, we got food. Go ahead.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. Look at the. That's the new wave of the ballot count. And don't give. And let's make no mistake, folks. Black folks are still very important to the Democrat Party. They're gonna keep that strong arm on black folks, because even though this flood of immigration is coming in, the demographic that Democrats use, just like with everything else, to open up the gates, is the black community. I mean, introducing like them buzzwords like, oh, they just want, you know, the Jim Crow laws back in, and associate the same things with the tyranny that they imposed on black people, with the laws they put on black people. They invoke that kind of language to get sympathy votes for the cause of their illegal immigration campaign. So yeah, they're definitely not done with black people.
Oh, no, they could care, right?
Yeah.
I mean, they could care less. And the beauty behind it, that mayor-elect, the fellow that they they elected, this is why, you know, I've said this for a long time, and some of our buddies have gotten mad at me. And I said, look, I have no sympathy for these people. Absolutely none. And don't get mad at me for calling them these people, because in this case, they are these people, right? They bring in this progressive guy, and you know what he did today? He lectured them, the parents, the people, lectured them on not being willing to accept, you know, the influx. I mean, can you believe this?
Yeah, I can. Yeah, when it comes to Democrats, I don't put too much past it, man. You know, and the crack up is like, you know, when they try to say that how can you turn these people away, or it's not Christian to have like a border. It's like, man, these people obviously have not read the Bible at all. And
okay, so let me poke you. I gotta have some fun with you, right? You know, because I can say you're not Christian. You know, Jesus was without a home. Jesus' parents were a bunch of refugees when they showed up in Bethlehem, you know. They had no place to rest their head. They were immigrants.
Okay, okay, yeah. But them crossing over, like, you know, they'll try to say that, you know, well, didn't they, like, you know, leave to go to Egypt and whatnot? Man, that's not invasion or entering another country illegally, man. That territory was under Roman rule, and so them crossing over into Egypt was basically like crossing from Arizona over into Texas.
Yeah.
it's not an illegal immigration, man. It's not the same thing.
Oh, well, they don't. You know, I always love when somebody does stuff like that, where they these godless people who try to quote. Or try to use, you know, a quote from the Bible, and you're like, dude, do you realize that has nothing to do with what you're talking about, right? I mean, seriously. Right. Always love.
Yeah,
God,
totally, bless. Man. I mean, it's like, didn't they catch when Jesus says, hey, if you try to, you know, ease up into my sheep pen, and pass, you know, if you try to come anyway besides the front door, or if you try to climb in or anything else, I'm gonna call you a criminal. Yeah, Jesus said that.
Amen. Yep. Even if you're looking for food, even if you're hungry. You know, that's the other thing they talk about. Well, these people are stealing stuff because they're hungry. They need to feed their families. Let me tell you what. You can't eat a Gucci bag, okay? It doesn't work that way. You know, let me see you chew all those diamonds you just stole from that jewelry store in Beverly Hills.
Right.
Stop playing a game.
Yeah, and I thought their country was so wonderful. I mean, America's this evil country, and every place else in the world is so much better than us. Right, so much more virtuous and honest, and of course less racist. You know, why weren't they good where they were?
I got nothing. I love the security guard. They got fired. Did you see the video clip of the woman filled her cart up with meat? Okay, at the grocery store, she goes out to the car, pops the truck, and she's throwing the meat in there, and the security guard's grabbing the meat, and he's throwing it back in the cart that he brought out, simply just trying to get back what belongs to the store to begin with. Right? And he got fired. He got fired because, you know, he was shoving her, she was shoving him, the whole nine yards. And I'm thinking, do you understand, like, children, if you keep letting them get away with this, if you don't put up any resistance whatsoever, they're going to keep doing it, and they're going to be more brazen about it, which you already see happening, right?
Oh, man. Hey, does not the word talk about just us being overcome with lawlessness?
Ooh.
Like, lawlessness will be the law. You know? People committing crimes will be protected. That's what we're seeing.
Yeah. When right is wrong, wrong is right. You know, that's my favorite. Was like, look around. Look at what's happening. Oh. All right. Well, listen. This is a better note, though. This is Joey B just trying to be comforting and all of that. I don't know if you saw it. But he conducted a ceremony acknowledging his conservation at the White House. After his remarks, he instructed, ready for this one? All you kids under 15, come on up here. And, you know, come on up, take a picture with the president. Like, I got some candy for you, Susie. He is. How creepy. How many parents were like, we're good. That's all right. Yeah. Okay. No pictures today.
Let them come on here and rub my legs. Right? Come on, rub all on the joke.
Come on, everybody wants to rub my hair. What's wrong with you?
I sniff.
This guy is so
come on here, Miss Yo, and I'll sniff.
Not a word. Not a word from mainstream media about this stuff. Right? We've been seeing it and hearing the old coot say this stuff forever, and not a word. And what do we hear? Trump committed rape.
Yeah.
Right. Guilty of rape. Like, oh, come on.
Take all the... I mean, I think a big part of that was to take the focus off of Tara Reid.
Yeah.
It's, I mean...
Go.
You know, and we're supposed to believe women. How come we can't believe Tara Reid?
How many... I think before Joey B. got elected, there was, or if that's what you want to call it, installed. Was there eight women? Six women or eight women had come forward against him about sexual assault.
I lost count.
Yeah. Kind of hard, isn't it? You know, I only have so many fingers and toes, I can't go much further. But they came forward, like six or eight of them. And did they ever make it in the court? Was there ever a deposition? Did anybody... Gloria Allred grabbed one of them and go, you know, let me help you out here.
Yeah. Right?
Not a one. You didn't hear anything.
Yeah, yeah, these women, they'll get destroyed. You know, look, I mean, look at how, you know, between Clinton and the women that he had the affairs with, and Hillary's, like, she's definitely no champion for women when young girls get raped.
No.
I remember, was that Paula Jones? I remember Paula Jones in an interview with Barbara Water. The media was in Clinton's pocket, and she just told Paula Jones, like, why? She's like, why would he want to rape you?
Oh.
So, I mean, she started crying, man. It's like, God. I don't know if folks remember that interview, man. I remember,
apparently he paid $830,000 to somebody who he didn't rape. I mean, that's stupid, isn't it?
Yeah, you would think that would speak a lot of volume.
But look, we become so ignorant as a society. Like I said, go back to the Trump thing for a minute, whether you like him or not. He's found not guilty of rape, but then found guilty of defamation because he called her a liar because she said he raped him, and he said, I never touched her. I don't even know who she is.
Yeah.
She right?
defamed herself and got him sued for what she did. She's the one defaming somebody.
Yeah. Wow. Yeah. I don't know, dude. This stuff, it's just, they're so far gone. It's all so far gone. You just sit there and go, my God, if they accept this as gospel truth, we're really screwed. Joe Messina, your host. Don't go for a lot more coming up after the break.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of three major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated.
So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
And that's why yellow makes me sad, I think.
That's interesting. You know what makes me sad?
You do! Maybe we should chug on over to Mamby Pamby Land, where maybe we can find some self-confidence for you, you jackwagon!
We are back, folks. It's your host, always a pleasure to have you with me. Maybe if we had more of that kind of guy as psychologists for our kids and others, we wouldn't be having these crazy problems. I'm just guessing here. You know what I'm saying? 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged, truly be part of the solution. Don't be part of the problem. And the way you do that is you just get informed. You find out what's going on. You find out what the truth is. It's really that simple. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Alfonso Rachel joins me as he does every week. I always appreciate his insight and grounding, if you would, of the show as a whole, you know, because I'm bouncing off the ceilings over here. And it's just constantly amazing to me, just constantly, you know. Somebody reminded me, we were talking about the Chicago South Side, where they took that high school and they turned it into, a refugee for these illegals coming up. And I'm always screaming on the air that the inner city gets the biggest beating when it comes to education. And now we're talking Chicago, where already kids have a hard time going to school because they got to duck and dodge bullets. And, you know, they're what was it, 60-some-odd percent of the kids there couldn't read at grade level. And you're going, and now you're going to really screw the schools up, screw the system up, screw up the healthcare system for people that live there, that deserve the help. Come on, wake up. All right.
Yeah, I mean, I saw this going on when I was not much as, well, yeah, lots changed in that it's gotten worse, but, you know, that was, you know, the system shuffling students through. Hey, I was one of those that was shuffled, you know, through the system as well. So, yeah, this is,
well,
unfortunately, and they keep wanting money, you know, more money for education. Like, yeah, I don't
think it hasn't helped yet. You know, who's
that a problem?
Yeah. Well, it's the teachers. Can we just be honest about it? It's the teachers. If they would come together, there's a lot of great teachers out there, so I don't want to broad brush it, but, you know, if they would come together, push back, fight back against the unions, against the higher-ups in education and so forth, they could make a difference. You know? There was a black scholar, if you would, who came out and said, look, these schools are adopting these equitable grading policies. They're failing our kids. And the kids, not only they barely come to class, but they can't read, and they don't want to come to class because they can't keep up. So, again, one of these great Democrat ideas on how to educate people is going down the toilet faster than the water in it is.
Right.
You know?
Yeah.
So, I don't know. I don't know. Again, I'm seeing it in my community as far as parents, moms, whoever, starting to step up and make noise. They're making changes. It's taking them a long time. It's taking them a lot of time, but they're making changes. But these moms have guts, and they're getting up there, and they're pushing back, you know?
I hope so. I mean, because, you know, a lot of these teachers were once students themselves, and they were taught by, you know, godless heathens who were teaching also. So, you know, it's going to get worse, and they're teaching these kids the wrong things. You know, these parents, you know, send these kids these people who are trying to tell them that they're special and that they're entitled and that, you know, and that they're owed this and there's justice. And these kids get inundated with this sort of stuff and having to be concerned about sexuality and things that they don't need to be concerned with at all. So, yeah, their heads getting pumped full. They're just basically turning these kids' brains into snot, you know, and that's going to be the next generation of teachers that are going to be teaching these other kids. I'm glad parents are starting to get it, but they really need to be fighting for the Lord to be back in school. That's the fix. Yeah. We got suckered into thinking that Jesus doesn't belong in schools, and no, you don't force Jesus on the students. Like, you worship Jesus, or you're going to go on suspension, or you're going to get expelled. It's not supposed to work that way.
No.
It's supposed to be an environment that's very welcoming and grounded. You've got to have a moral foundation to be grounded on and to educate on, or else you're just going to have students that are going to do evil things with their education.
You know, Jesus didn't even want us to beat him into each other, you know? It was not the way. It was supposed to be an acceptance by love and that kind of thing. I told you, Rosie Gray used to tell the story of my church about how he used to beat Jesus into people when he was younger. Because he didn't, you know, he wanted them to know Jesus. Like, I realized later on, they didn't know Jesus. They just knew fear. Right there with a closed fist, ready to pound on him, right?
And then he would have to ask himself, it's like, dang, did I know Jesus? If I was trying to get people to accept Jesus like this, like, I don't think I knew Jesus.
You know? Oh, God. And, you know, we were talking a little earlier when it comes to abortion, that kind of thing. It's they're sacrificing these kids up. They're sacrificing them up coming in from the border. Nobody seems to care that these kids are being sold into sex slavery, that kind of stuff. Abortion right up to the who's that that senator from Louisiana, right? John Kennedy or something like that. He's got the same name. And he, if you've ever listened to him, he goes right for the jugular. And, you know, here he is talking to a judge and saying, you know, do you believe that it's okay for abortion to be okay right up to the point of labor? And she kept saying, well, it's not a yes or no question, Senator. It's more of a decision. But I said, no, stop. It's a yes or no question. Do you personally believe that someone should be able to have an abortion while they're in labor? She wouldn't answer the question. Right?
Howard.
These are they're Satan worshippers. They're not cowards. They know exactly what they're doing.
Hey, worshiping Satan is totally cowardly.
Okay. Well, cowardice, yes. Yeah. Okay. I'll give you that one. Now, You've got transgender toddlers. There's a North Carolina university who's actually treating toddlers when it comes to transgenderism. And the way they figure out whether that child is transgender or not is they put them in a room with, you know, dolls, girls' toys, and boys' toys. And depending on what they play with the longest is what they are. And you're thinking, are you people for real? Hey, you need to be drawn, quartered, or tarred and feathered, or something like that.
Hey, look, you know, these folks need to understand something. If anything, if a little toddler, if a little boy picks up one of them Barbie dolls, that's not a show that he wants to be a girl. That's a show that he wants to be with girls. He's like looking at them Barbie dolls. He's like, look at them curves. Look at that long, pretty hair. Heck yeah, I want to pick up that Barbie doll. I want to put it in my mouth and everything, man.
See, my son would rip the head off the doll of his sister and just throw it across the room. That's all he wanted to pick it up for, right?
That's right. Bust them toys up. But, hey, man, I straight up, man, when I was a kid, I played with my sister's dolls. Not because I liked playing with their dolls. It's like Barbie was fine. what you got on them bitches there, Barbie? Seriously, man. You know, come on, every kid knew. It's like, hey, how come there's nothing going on down there? Why aren't they anatomically correct? All kids do it. When I was a kid, yeah, I played with their dolls.
Does Carrie know you're like this? I mean, she got to know. She knows now.
But I was like, back up, kids. Step back, man. Step back.
Yeah.
That a real man. You know, play with Barbie for a minute. You know, that's me. When I was a kid, that didn't mean I wanted to be transgender.
No. People are amazing. The place, check this out, the universities, it's the Department of Psychiatry Gender Equality Clinic. Right? It has services for gender dysphoric youth. Now, it goes all the way down to 4 years old. They claim that they can diagnose gender dysphoria at 4 years old. I want the parents who bring their kids there to be checked medically.
Man, you know, and have the demons driven out of them. That's for sure, man.
Go ahead. I mean, I got nothing.
I don't think they got a lot going on, you know, upstairs either. But man, you know, in my book, A Solid Right Cross, and even earlier than that, man, a book I did, A Weapon of ASS Destruction. We're talking like better than, you know, 10 years ago, and this stuff has happened like really bad, maybe 15 years ago. And I was saying in my audio book how, you know, homosexuality and transgender and this kind of stuff, this is something that a parent at best would be something that they accept. It's like, okay, you're accepting that your kid is gay. I'm not saying that it's a good thing, but that's where it is. It's not something that you prefer. Right? Oh, Joe, man, little did I know, and I wasn't really, you know, I was still young in my Christianity at the time, and I guess I didn't review the Word of God. We're at a day now, Joe, where these people prefer it, and they're forcing it on their kids now. It's not even acceptance anymore. It's a preference.
They don't want to be left out. You got these mom groups, and I've had other moms tell me about this. You got these mom groups sitting around the table. They feel left out because they got the only kid that is a transgender. You know, they're the only mom without a transgender kid. You go, okay, and...
Yeah, and these celebrity moms, man, they're treating their kids, you know, like is their kids being gay is like a fashion statement. Their kid is like their new little chihuahua. It's like a status symbol of acceptance or whatever. And they're using these kids. They're adopting kids and whatnot. And, you know, it's funny when you have the black community complaining about, you know, Americans emasculating a black man, but they'll vote for the party that these people stand with that are emasculating these black kids. You know, these black boys and putting them in tutus and stuff like Charlize Theron and Madonna.
Well, tell people quick where they can find you. We're out of time.
Oh, thanks, man. I'm at bronzeserpentmedia.com. Hope that you guys come there and become a member and check out our content.
You know, real quick, the guy that did that whole thing, the black guy who did the whole thing on equity and equality in front of the school board, you should read some of the comments, what they call that guy. Okay? Mm-hmm. It's just amazing. Anyway, God bless. Keep doing what you're doing, and we'll catch up with you next week. Joe Mazzini, your host. Don't go far. A lot more coming up right after the break.